The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Sochem Dafayin Ches. The sugyas in Dafayin Zayin and Ayin Ches contain some of the most difficult kachim nyonim. Not only in Maseches Pesachim, but in all of Seder Kodshim. These are the Inyonim, a few dafim after that. Also, Inyonim of Emein Boser, Ein Dom, the Sugya of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, and thereafter the Sugya of Tzitz Meratz. It's complicated. There's a lot of details. We're just going to try to pull out Kidar Kenu, some of the basic principles, and try to illuminate some of the underpinnings of the halachas, so that when you go through the Cheshbonis of the Gemara, you hear the underlying themes that address these noisim. The Gemara brings Barichus, and the Gemara is done where and when exactly the Machlekes is. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, in a general sense, is the Machlekes Emein Boser and Dom. The Pasuk says, V'yosiso elesecha abosu v'adom. Rabbi Yeshua, the Tanna Rabbi Yeshua, learns out from there that the Tzura of a carbon is only V'yosiso elesecha refers to the Asiyas Oilo, as we've explained several times. The ritzui, the yotzi dechavos of a carbon, is bezrikas adam, and the pasuk adds to that. The pasuk in Parshas Reva, siso elosecho habosar ve'adam. The carbon needs habosar ve'adam. Now we know that in the carbon, what's ma'akiv that a person is yotzi dechavos in whatever kapara he needs is only bezrikas adam. What's bosar doing in the pasuk v'siso elosecho habosar ve'adam? So the Tanna of Yeshua learns that Abos of Adam tells us that the Tzura of a carbon is that the carbon Zurika is only Chal. This, that the carbon is a carbon, that it's Yotzi Dechevosi, that it's Mechapa, whatever the carbon is supposed to accomplish, is only true if at the time of the Zurika's Adam there is Bosar intact. Bosar, by the way, does not only refer to Bosar, it refers to either Bosar or Techelev, meaning to say at the time of the Avodas Adam, with the dam going on the mizbech is mechaper, there has to be that the carbon includes, has in it, also either bosor, the dam is matir the bosor, the chelik avoides hadam, we've explained several times, that in every carbon there's the chelik avoides hadam, and there's the achilles of the carbon. The avoides hadam is the shechita kapara hilach azrika. The dam going on the mizbech creates the kapara, and a person is yoytzer, whatever in yonim had to be yoytzer with the zrikas adam. But the zrikas adam not only means yotze dechevosai, but it also is matir achilo. Achilo doesn't only mean the achilo which is eaten by the kahanim and the yisraelim. It also means the achilo of the mizbech. That which goes on the mizbech is called achilos mizbech. The pasuk refers to it as achilos mizbech. So to speak, the part that's given l'shulchan gavoya, that's the chelev, in a carbon oil, it's the whole guf habehema. But there has to be a achila which is ro'ui b'shas the zrikas hadam. The two parts of the carbonus, the two parts of every carbon, the avodas hadam, even though the only the avodas hadam is ma'akev and not the chelik or achila, if one doesn't eat from the carbon, right after the zrikas hadam, if the whole carbon gets lost, becomes tomei, is yotzim Yerushalayim, and it becomes postal, whatever the case is, the carbon is already yotzi dechevasa. But b'shas the zrikas adam has to exist as part of a complete carbon. A complete carbon is only a carbon that has achilus. Important to point out, the Mishnah Davar Ches on the base tells us that by carbon pesach since la achilo koi, it's not enough achilus mizbech. As we've said, the ikur of carbon pesach over and over again, we've seen the sugis this stress is la achilas yisroelim. The ikur of carbon pesach is only the achilas habaylim. If that's true, then what the tzura of the carbon is dafka the achilas, is dafka the basar that could be eaten by the bailam, the chelev will not suffice, and that's why the Mishnah tells us. On Amud Bey is nitma basar v'chelev kaim in his zorikas adam. Even though there's chelev, but if the basar is nitma, it's not a carbon pesach anymore. Nitma achelev, a basar kaim zorikas adam. You don't need both, you need the ikar achilam. In a regular carbon, that's either the achilas mizbech or the achilas adam. Suffice it, either one, to render the carbon a complete carbon, that the zrikas adam should be chal, and yotzi dechevosoi, ma'ashenge by carbon pesach, la'achilakoy, it has to be the achilas ha'od. So far, so good. This is Rabbi Lezer. This is Rabbi Shur. Rabbi Lezer does not hold the din of a main boss or a dam. He holds that a carbon b'shas tzrika, if tzrika is done properly, yotzi dechevotzi, you do not need intrinsically in and at the time of Zrikas Adam, that the carbon should also have a component of Achila, even if the Basar and the Chelev were Nitma, or they were Neva, they were Nisraf, whatever the case is. The Gemara has done back and forth over this whole lengthy, complicated sugya, where exactly this din is. Rabbi Yossi, the Tanna Rabbi Yossi, the Etzim Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua is a Mishnah in Menachos. The Tanna Rabbi Yossi comes along and he creates a Pshara. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua Tanoim Kadmoinim. Rabbi Yossi is from the later Tanoim, and he creates a Pshara. Roya Ani is Divrei Rabbi Shua Lechatchilav Rabbi Lezer B'Dievid. Rabbi Shua is a Din Lechatchilav B'Dievid. If you were Zayuk the Dam and there was no component of Achilav there, Yossi Dechivasoi. The Gemara also has a suggestion in the lengthy and complicated negotiations that are going on Ayin Zayinim and Beis and Ayin Chesim and Al. The Gemara mentions at Tzad that there's a chiluk between Karban Mincha, the Mishnah, as we said, is in Karban Mincha. It's a Mishnah in Meseches Menachos about Kmitza. We'll get back to that in a second, what Kmitza does and doesn't do. That maybe Reb Yeshua's psul of a main Basar Ein Dam would only be true by a Karban, not by a Mincha. And maybe we would only pask in Rabbi Yeshua only because we have a problem over here. We have the Mishnah that tells us on Ayin Vav Amid Beis that Chamisha Dvarim Boin Betuma Ve'en Nechalim Betuma, and the Gemara is very bothered by how could the Zrikas Adam be done Betuma if the carbon is brought Betuma and then Einon Nechalim Betuma. Again, over there we have the same dogish. The Pesach is Bo Betuma and it's Nechal Betuma. The whole carbon Pesach is only the Achila, but the other things that are brought that are Doiche Tumah, which are the five things in the Mishnah which are Karbonis Tzibur, are Boyin B'Tumah. The Zrikas Adam could be performed B'Tumah Ve'en Nechalim B'Tumah if there's no Achila there, if it's not Roy L'Achila, because it's brought B'Tumah. What happened to Me'en Basar Ein Dam? That's the basis of the whole Cheshmon of the Gemara. And the Gemara tries to suggest then maybe the chiluk between Karban Mincha and Zvachim. Maybe Zvachim is more chomer. Maybe we don't pask in the kpeda of Rabbi Shua, main Basar Ein Dam, only by Karban Mincha, only by Zvachim, not by Karban Mincha. The things in the Mishnah are menachos. Those are some of the cheshbonos. What's interesting is the Rambam. How where the Rambam gets from the Gemara is questionable, but let's try to define the Shita of the Rambam. As always, a clear definition of what the Rambam says is usually invaluable in defining the underlying ideas and structure of a sugya. The Rambam in Psulei HaMikdashim, that's where these halachas are discussed, in Psulei HaMikdashim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Lamed Dalet, tells us that if there is no Basar, if the Kohanim were Mekabel the Dam, and by the time the Dam got to the Mizbeach, and there was a Maaseh Zrikas Dam, there was no Basar left. The whole Basar became Tomei. Tommy touched the goof of the behemoth, and there's no basa left. Or let's say the whole behemoth was carted out. It was yotza me'abes hamigdash, etc. The halacha is in main basa b'shas zrikas adam lo yirotza. You're not yotza the carbon. That means he paskins the halacha Rabbi Shua main basa ein dom. But if the basa was tamei and the dam was spritz, look at chila, you don't spritz the dam. But if it was Nizrak, the halacha is that the tzitz is meratzah, which is a totally separate halacha that we're going to learn about in Yitzhak Hashem. We are learning about it, but we'll learn about it in Yitzhak Hashem the next year. And as the tzitzim go on, there's a din of tzitz meratzah that in many cases, certain cases at least, where there's a problem, a psul in the carbon of tumah, there is a mechanism that we learn out from the pasuk tzitz meratzah, that the kohen wearing the tzitz is mechaper, supersedes the halacha of tumah somehow. We'll get back to it. And because of that, despite the fact that the basar is nitma, if you were zerik the dam, and there was no basar because the basar was not roy lachilas mizbeach, it wasn't roy lachilas on because it was tamei, but if there's tzitz miratza, then that will supersede that problem and b'dievid yoytza. But it's clear in the Rambam, if the basar was nisraf or never, it's gone, it's lost, then the halach is that the carbon is not a carbon. You'll be sure. Shitis of Yeshua, main Basar Ein Dam. In another place, in Perek Yud Aleph, in Halacha Chof, in Psula HaMikdashim, the Rambam says that B'di'evid, even if it's Nevdo Nitzvah, again, not Nitzvah, we have Ritzu Tzitz, But even Nevdo Nisufu, the Bosa, the Chelik HaAchila, the carbon, is gone. It's gone in Gansin, Nevdo and Nisufu. The Halacha is by carbon Mincha, the Rambam song, by Shriyari Menachos. The Halacha is that that's Meratza. This seems to be, and that's Bidiyavid. This seems to be Reb Yossi. So it's interesting because the Gemara brings up Reb Yossi as one side, that there's a difference between the Chetchil and Bidiyavid, whether there's a Psul and Bidiyavid. There is no Psul of a main boss and Dan. The Gemara seems to reject that. In totality, the Gemara also seems to be doicha that there's a Chilah between Zvachim and Menachas. And here we see the Rambam paskening that there's a Chilah between Zvachim and Menachas. Legabe Nevdo and Nisifu, if there's a Psul of a main boss and Dan. And whether there's a Psul of a main boss and Dan, Bidiyavid, the Rambam seems to be mechalik between Lechetchil and Bidiyavid. In which case, the Rambam's nishtehi nishteher. What we see over here is that the Rambam didn't reject the first discussion of the Gemara, that the Chil between Zvachim and Menachos in total. The Gemara understood that there's a Chil between Zvachim and Menachos. The Chilik between Lechatchil and B'dievet, which is the suggestion of Rav Yossi, is Lamaskon, at least the way the Rambam passed in, only true by Menachos. And by Zvachim, that din is Likuva. What does this mean? That means that what we see in the Rambam is that what the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua, who passels, his kpeid of the main boss and dam, is ma'akev even b'dievet, if the chelika achila, the chelev and the boser of the carbon were never in Nisrov, that din is ma'akev l'ikuva. Even if the dam was Nisrov, it's not only l'chatchila, don't spritz the dam. But even b'dievet, if the dam was spritzed, the carbon is no good, you're not yoitza. That's true by a carbon zvachim. And therefore only nitma, which nitma has a din, that if you spritz the dam, the dinim of tumah superseded from tzitz meratza, that's why only that is good, bidiyavid. But by carbon mincha, there's a chilik between the chetchil and bidiyavid. By carbon mincha, even if there's no chilik achila at all, the halacha is still that the carbon is kosher bidiyavid. What does this mean? So there's a shtikl oyosamech. Ramei Simcha illuminates the foundations of this, then he explains like this. He says that, Be'ikr, there's two fundamental ways of attacking this din of Ein Bos and Dam. There's two ways of understanding, they're both true. The Arsameach, if anybody wants to look it up, is in Hilchus Me'ilah, Per Gimel, Halacha Gimel. He explains like this. Let's first give a little bit of Hagdama to what the Chilukim is between Karbon Mincha and Karbon Zvachim. The Rambam is very interesting. The Rambam, Pirush Mishnayis, in the first pack of Menachos, says that the same process of avoida that exists by carbon, by regular carbonus of behema, exists also by mincha. The same way by carbonus, the shchita kabbalah elochas, because shchita refers to separating the dam, the nefesh habehema, from the guf habehema. That's true. The kmitza in the mincha, you bring the bailam, brings the mincha, and the kohen is takes off a kmitza. The kmitza is the chelik ha-gavoya, like the dam. The taking it in his hand, doing the complicated kmitza procedure, is the kabbalah, the Rambam says. The loch is the loch, taking it to the mizbeach. And being makter it on the mizbeach is the part that goes on the mizbeach, that Torah of the kmitza, together with levoina. Levoina, if anybody wants to look it up in the dictionary, it translates as frankincense. And that was put, the pasuk says, that was put together with the chitin of the kemach of the carbon mincha on the mizbeach. That is, so to speak, the zrika. That's the chel that goes on the mizbeach. That's the ritzui, that's the yotzi dechavosoi. And the mechaper is totally in the putting the kmitza on the mizbeach. Says Rav Meir Simcha, but there's an interesting difference between, even though the process is parallel, but there's one chilik. In carbon zvachim, in a behema, the chelik ha-guf of the behema, the chelik ha-achila, which is totally in the guf, and the chelik ha-dam, are two totally separate entities. Zrika is one process. The one process of dam, shechit kabbala elocha zrika, facilitates the chelik ha-achila. But what you do with the achila is the boss or the chelik that goes on the mizbeach, that's totally removed, the same way, that's the way it is in a human being. The behema, like the Ramban says, is the person. When we makriv kavonis, we're not giving the Rabban Shalom our sheep, we're giving him ourselves. The behema is a symbolic offering of our own sense of self. Our guf and our personality exist, they're not one thing. we're supposed to influence our guf with our personality, and with our neshama, we're supposed to influence our personality, of course, we're supposed to be misakin our personality, but the personality, ki adam wa nefesh, and the guf of a behem is two different things. So there's a chelik adam, ki adam wa nefesh, that goes on the mizbech, that's mechaper, that's the person, that's the ritzu, that's the otzi, the chavosu, etc. After that, that facilitates the chelik, we've explained this in Shurim and Perek Tam and Nishkat, that facilitates the achila, lifting up the chelik hagashmi, the guf of the behema, both the part that's put on the mizbech, the chelik, and or the carbonate of the whole, the guf of behema, and the chelik that was eaten by the Kahanim and by the Israelim, that's the two parts of a carbon. Carbon mincha, the two don't separate. Carbon mincha is not a person. Carbon mincha is soilless. Represents maybe a person's possessions, a person's material existence, but not a person himself. But in any case, the carbon mincha, the kmitza, kabbalah, which is the holding in the hand, the halachah on the mizbeach, and the haktorah on the mizbeach, the achilas on the mizbeach was in the, so to speak, in the zrika. The zrika, or the vis-a-vis the zrika, as far as carbon mincha, is putting the claimants on the mizbeach. That is the achilas on the mizbeach. The rest of the carbon mincha doesn't go on. So the Haktaras HaKaimitz plays a dual role. It's the Zerika, and it's also the Chelek of the Achilles HaMizbech. Because of that, the Dinim are going to change somewhat. Says Rameh Simcha, as we said, that there are two distinct understandings, Emein Boser Ein Dam. There's one, Legabe the Etzim Tzuras HaKorban. The Korban is a Korban, like we've said over and over again. The person, and therefore the carbon that's been claimed the person, is only complete, only has a tzur of what a carbon is supposed to be. If there's a personality, there's the guf, there's the dam, and there's the basar. You have to have both. If you're zayrik the dam of a carbon, and there is no basar, there's no chelev intact, it's not a carbon. It doesn't represent anything. All it is just spritzing dam on the mizbeach. It doesn't represent, doesn't have any tzura of what it's supposed to represent, a guf with a nefesh together. Therefore the carbon is not relevant. It's possible like to be sure. Blazer is not sure, but sure possible. There's another thing. There's a more lumdisha way of grasping this main boss and dam. In the chaloy zrika, the chaloy zrika sadam, which is merata, which is mechaper, which is moitzi odam yidei chevosoy, for whatever the carbon is supposed to be, that chaloy zrika has to create a chaloy heter achilum. The zrika sadam, the putting the nefesh or odam on the mizbeach, facilitates the ability to lift up the chelik hagashmi of a person to Rabban Shlalem. The zrikas hadam, ki adam hu hanefesh, facilitates the achilas, the heter of achilas mizbeach, and the heter of achilas odom. It's only the dam which is matir, which creates a chalois heter, to put the chelik on the mizbeach and to eat the basar akorban. The Zrikas Adam only has a chalois matir, only has a chalois, I'm sorry, kaporu, and ritzui only if befoil its matir, the bosa and the chelev, la'odam ulam mizbeach. So we have the outer type of a main bosa and dam. The tzura of a carbon doesn't have a tzura of a carbon. Not Masha'enkin, on a deeper level, what that means is also the inner workings of the carbon, what it affects. It can not only, when it affects the dam, it has to create an effect in the basar. Otherwise, the avodas hadam is not complete. There's an outer main basar in dam. That's the tzura, the way the carbon has to be. There's an inner, as far as the process. There's one is content and one is process. Says Rameh Simcha that in the carbon mincha, since the two are not totally nothing to do with each other, the Haktorah of the Koimitz is not only is not only the Chelik HaAvoida of being Meratz, of being Mechaper, but it's also the Chelik of Achila. So it's enough, says Rameh Simcha, that the Koimitz exists when a person has that Koimitz, and the Koyin is bringing the Koimitz to put on the Mizbeach. True, maybe the rest of the Mincha already was never in Israel. But since the koimitz exists, the koimitz is also, so to speak, the achila part of the carbon. True, it's also the chelik ha-avodas hadam, the equivalent of avodas hadam of the carbon, but it's also the chelik ha-basar, it's also the part that goes on the mizbech, that's eaten by the mizbech, the chelik ha-achila of the carbon. So So it's enough for the tsura of the carbon to have the carbon mitzvah. That's why the din that b'diavad the carbon is possible, according to Yeshua, does not exist by carbon mincha. If it was put on the mizbech, well, you do need the rest of the mincha. B'diavad, if the kaimitz was put on the mizbech, the kaimitz is the carbon is fine. Why? Because the carbon does exist. The kaimitz is a chelik or achila of the carbon. But when we're talking about the inner underpinnings, the chalois of the carbon, lemaisa, the putting the kaimitz on the mizbech only creates an effect on the bialim. Creates an effect that the bialim is misrasa, is yotzi dechavotzi. But it's not matter anything per se. If there's no, the rest of the soilus is not here, the rest of the chalos and the carbon mincha is not here, it's not matter anything. It does not create an effect in the carbon itself. That din remei simcha suggests is only a din lechatkilim. The din that the effect of the carbon has to affect the basa. The dam has to, there has to be an interlinking system. The dam has to affect the basa. That din is only chetchila. It's made by carbon mincha. The whole psul of the main basa and dam is only chetchila. As far as keeping the tzur of the carbon, the integrity of the carbon is when you have basa of a dam, that you have by carbon mincha because you have the kaimitz. The kaimitz is like the basa of the carbon, but it does not need a special heter because it's put on the mizbeach as a hemshech of avodas adam. That's what Meir Simcha suggests. These are some of the ideas of the main basa and dam. Just to share with you a wonderful idea that I saw and developed by looking into some of the svarim, there's a machloikis, fascinating parallel. There's a machloikis in Davos Samachesam and Beis. Davos Samachesam and Beis, the Gemara talks about the machloikis of Belezer and Rebishua of how a person is supposed to celebrate Yom Tov. It says over there that the opinion of Rebbe Lezer is that Atzeres Tia Lachem. Rebbe Lezer Sava Oy Kulay Lashem Oy Kulay Lachem. Rebbe Lezer's opinion is if somebody wants to celebrate Yom Tov, either he's Lachem, eat and be merry, Lachvoid Yom Tov, or Lashem, goes to the Beis Medrash, he davens, he learns, but there's no in between, there's no Nishtahin Nishtaher. Rebbe Shua holds that the proper way to make Yom Tov is Chatzi Lashem and Chatzi Lochem. That means that a person has to be the chelik of Avoido that a person does on Yom Tov. A person davens, a person learns, a person is Oyvi, does the mitzvahs Hayoyim, and a person is also eats. A person eats and drinks and makes merry on Yom Tov. There has to be a combination, a healthy combination of the two. We pass on Rebbe Shua. So it's Machlokes Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shua. One of the Svarim HaKadmonim points out that Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Shua have a profound Machlokes about what the ikur stress in Avodas HaAdam is. There are two chalokim of Avodas Hashem in this world that a person was put on this world for. If the Rebbein Shem only wanted us to do mitzvahs, then what the Rebbein Shem could do, he could have left us in the Elam HaEmes. There's no Yetzirah, there's no guf, there's no koimer, there's no personalities, there's no hang-ups, there's no psychological influences, there's nothing there that could detract us from Avodas Hashem. The Rebbein Shalom put us into this world, like the Ramchal says, he wants us to be matzliach in the face of turbulence. It's not a kunst to fly a plane when there's no turbulence. The pilot, who's a real pilot, is able to fly the plane even when 90% of the time it's going off course. It's called having a good GPS system. The tachlis of a person is to be able to navigate his way through turbulent ears of Eilam Hazeh that's full of nisyonis and meshichas hakoimer and the guf doing its thing and personality hang-ups, etc., etc. A person could navigate his way through the turbulent airspace of Eilam Hazeh with a guf. That's the tachlis. But there's two chalakim of that. There's one is superseding, pushing down the guf and rising above the guf in the service of Hashem, like Yom Kippur, is that chelik of avoida, fasting. Then there's another chelik of avoida. This avoida is when a person uses his guf to serve the Rebbein Shem. What he's done is he's taking something which should be an enemy of the service of Hashem and he's turned that into a kli, into a mesharis, into an evit. The two chalakim of a person avoida in this world is rising above the limitations of guf and also taking the guf and turning it into a kli avoida Hashem. The two sound like a steer, it's a paradox, but both are true. And there are different mitzvahs and different chalakim of avoida Hashem that speak to one or speak to the other. And there's a fascinating machlokes of Lezer and Rebbe Yeshua in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Amud Beis. Rebbe Yeshua says, B'nisan Nivra Ha'olam. Rebbe Lezer says, B'tishrei Nivra Ha'olam. The opinion of Rebbe Lezer is that the chelik, this is the way the Talit Rush explained it, that the chelik avoida, which is stressed in Tishrei, is paramount, is the ikar tachlis of a person. What's Tishrei? We fast, we cry, we break our guf, we fast on Yom Kippur. Even after we fast, even after we're niskaper on Yom Kippur, there's another avoida, we leave our house and we go into a dearest arai. The whole avoida of Tishrei is transcending one's physical nature, leaving one's physical limitations behind and rising in the service of avoidas Hashem. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Benisan nivra olam." The ikur avoid of Nisan, we've explained over and over again these shiurim, is to learn how to eat like a yid. We don't leave our house fakeret. The carbon pesach, the dam was spritz on the doorpost of the house. Our house is al mizbech. We don't even need a carbon. We don't even need a mizbech. We don't even need a carbon pesach. We do need a carbon pesach, but we can sit in our house and when we eat afikam, we eat matzah. By eating is how we're mekadosh the Rabbeinu Shlom. Purifying, uplifting the guf in the service of Hashem, that's the name of the game when it comes to the avodas Hashem of Chodesh Nisan. So Rav Shua says, the ikar avoda, the tachlis of the world and the spitz of avodas Hashem is b'nisan nivra olam. Rav Elazar says, b'tishrei nivra olam. If that's true, that's why we understand that Rav Shua holds the tachlis of a yomtiv, of crowning ourselves with the crown of being an Eved Hashem, is Chatzil Hashem v'Chatzil Lachem. That's the whole purpose. The purpose is taking the Chatzil Hashem and uplifting the Chatzil Lachem in the service of the Rebbe Hashem. Elazar says, look, the tachlis of a person is certainly not using the guf. The tachlis of a person, the ikur avoid of a person, is rising above the guf. So you could say that Yom Tiv, you could have Kula Lachem because you're happy with the Rebbe Hashem. But there's no shituf pula, there's no partnership between the guf and between the neshama. It's either here or there. Either it's kula l'Hashem or it's kula l'Hashem. But there's no chatzi chatzi. Rabbi Yeshua says, fakeret. The whole tachlis of avodas Hashem, that's the Gemara says, ba'atzeres, kuli amo moedin b'inon l'Hashem, because Yeshua is the celebration of being avdei Hashem, even in a guf. We spoke about that, be'ez Hashem daf samachet. That's the machlokes of Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Let's go back to our machlokes. Imein Basar and Dam. Rabbi Yeshua holds that the ikar of a korban is taking the dam, taking the nefesh, taking the going on the mizbech, the mesirus nefesh of a person, rising above his guf and going on the mizbech, putting his dam on the mizbech in the service of Hashem. But if there's no basar, there's no purpose, because the ultimate purpose is learning how to be mekadosh the basar, learning how to be mekadosh the guf. Uplifting, purifying, and raising the guf, raising the basar, the chelev in the service of Hashem. That's Rabbi Shua's opinion. Rabbi Elazar says no. Rabbi Elazar says you're right. There's an avoid of achilo, but the ikur of a korban is the avoid of adam. Rabbi Elazar says even if there's no guf there, but the ikur avoid is ki adam wa nefesh, is uplifting oneself and leaving the guf behind, shechting, getting rid of the guf and uplifting. Fortunately for us, at least in our lowly state, it's hard for us to hear Rabbi Elazar diction. But we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, we paskin that Aloch is the main boss in Dam, we also paskin that Yom Tiv is supposed to have a shiluv, is supposed to have a combination of the two. Chatzil Hashem v'chatzil Lachem. The Rebbe Shalom should help us in our avoidus Hadam, our avoidus HaNefesh, and our avoid of purifying the guf. V'tar Libenu Lov V'cho Be'em.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.